What can I say? I'm Nina motherfucking Blanco. Hello! Where are we? What episode are we on? Episode 18. Episode 18 of the Nina Blanco podcast. Thank you so much for joining me. So lately, you maybe have noticed that if you follow me on Instagram, that I'm working with Monarch Casino again. So you've been seeing my feed kind of been flooded and posting stuff that I've been doing with them the last week. That's kind of what I have been up to. I was able to finally come back from Arizona. I explained that mess to you. And then since I did come back so late, it was like instantly, bam, 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 let's get to work with Monarch Casino, which is super cool. So for those of you who are interested in what I was doing with Monarch Casino, well, they're located not that far away from Denver. They're in Black Hawk, Colorado, and they're a casino. And they're newer, but also not really. Like, they've been around for a couple of years, most definitely, but they just poured a whole bunch of money into renovations for their spa, for their hotel, to make it that much better. And they're called a resort and spa because that's what they've been working on, making themselves this gorgeous, beautiful, relaxing mountain resort. And they've got the views for it. They've got the location for it. I love that it's not very far from Denver. That way, if you do want to take a little staycation or you want a little one night anniversary trip or a one night birthday trip with your loved one, then you can just hop on over to Black Hawk and it's right there. It's for real, not that far away. So that's kind of what I've been doing, is just showing off the fact that they're right there. They added all this new stuff, a bunch of new stuff to their spa. Check out the views on the rooftop. And you can only get those views if you're staying there at the hotel and the resort, but anyone can also come by for the casino, and they have a whole lot of casino games. The casino floor is definitely a lot of fun. We got a little bit fancy on Friday. Friday, they held their official grand opening of all the new renovations and stuff. And so they invited me and the boy to go to their opening night, and we were going to have dinner, and it was going to be really cool with like a ribbon cutting, which we saw. And so we get there and I dressed up because they said that there was going to be a red carpet. So you hear red carpet and dinner at a new restaurant that they were opening. So I'm like, okay, you got to dress up a little bit, at least a little bit. And so I put on this cute little like navy blue dress, and the boy, he didn't put on like a suit jacket or anything. He just put on a navy blue like button up to match with me, and some nice slacks and some shoes and a belt and a watch, and called it a day. And so we get there, and as we are walking over to the area where we have to meet, all of a sudden this woman walks out in front of us in this like satin floor length red ball gown. And we were like, uh-oh, is this a fancy party? I think this is a fancy party and we might be underdressed. So we get there to the entryway in the little cocktail hour where they are, and they had incredible drinks to pass out to everyone and champagne. It was very fancy. And then all of a sudden, as we're there and we're drinking our champagne and we're eating our hors d'oeuvres, like shoving our face with like scallops and hummus, and they had like, I think it was lamb, like rack of lamb, like these like one rib lamb things on a plate, and we're like, damn, like this is crazy, this is real fancy. But they're showing off all their culinary skills and the things that you can get at the restaurants and stuff. And then all of a sudden we see the governor of Colorado, and we were like, oh, I didn't realize it was gonna be like this big of a thing. The governor is here. And he was even like dressed up in slacks and stuff, which I feel like he's mostly dressed up like that anyway, because he's an important guy and he's got important places to go all the time. But the boy was like, man, I am underdressed. He's like, you look great. You look beautiful in your dress and everything, but I should have brought like a suit jacket, and I should have done like the whole thing, and I should be wearing like a tie or a bow. There was a guy there in a full tux. Okay, there was a guy there in a full tux, this other lady in a full ball gown, and we were like, yeah, I think we're underdressed. But then someone saved the day. I don't know who they were, but they were invited guests, and they showed up in jeans. So then I didn't feel as bad, because you just, as long as you're not the most underdressed person at the party, then you're fine. And there was people there who showed up in jeans. And so that's okay. So we had everything from jeans to everything in between to ball gowns and tuxedos. But it was really cool. It was a lot of fun. And we got to eat a full like 4-course meal at one of their new restaurants that they had just opened up like for that night. It's called Bistro Mariposa and it's upstairs and it is really, really cool. So just saying like, yeah, I was, you know, paid to do the whole thing. But this last little blurb, this last couple of minutes on the podcast, not a paid thing at all whatsoever. I just really had a really wonderful time there. And I do think that they have a lot to offer. And it is a really great place for just a little trip, just to get away from the city, just to get away from the normalcy within your own home. Sometimes you need that. Sometimes you need to mix it up a little bit. And I just think Monarch Casino Resort and Spa really, truly is a cool place to go and do just that. Just get away for a little while. And all the spa treatments and stuff. Okay, sorry, I'm going into commercial mode. I won't do it anymore. But they do have like a bunch of crazy like crystal walls and like light treatments and It's insane, okay? It's mind-blowing, and it's all available right there. So, okay, I'll stop. I'll stop with the commercials, and I'm not trying to be commercially, I swear. I'm really not. I'm just sharing my experience with you. But yeah, it is a really cool spot. So we got to get a little bit fancy on Friday, which is always fun. I like those fancy parties. I haven't really been to, like, a whole lot of fancy parties. I want to go to more fancy parties. When I lived in St. Louis, they had a governor's ball every year and you could buy tickets so you could just be any regular person, but they definitely had the dress code and it was definitely like formal wear. And that's just like a fancy event that you can go to. Does Denver have a Colorado governor's ball? Do we do that? Have I missed it, you know, the last 5 years that I've lived here? I'm not sure, but I would like to know what other fancy parties I can be a part of, just because I think they are fun. Like, it's always fun spending 2 hours on your makeup and your hair and buying a new dress and just getting all dressed up and you and your partner look real good. Or even if you're just going out by yourself, you're looking good, you're feeling good, and you're ready to eat some like gourmet food and champagne all night and just be fancy amongst others. I mean, it's a good time. It sounds a little bit snooty because it is, because it's fancy or whatever, but it's just fun to mix it up because that's not normally me in my day-to-day life, but it's fun to play dress up. And I think at the end of the day, that's kind of what it comes down to. Like, it's fun to pretend you're fancy, even if you're really not. And if you are fancy and that's just the lifestyle you live, well, good for you. I bet it's a lot of hard work though. So it's been a busy week. It's been a very busy last 2 weeks just with Arizona fun and then getting stuck there. And the last week I've been doing all this Monarch work, which has been a whole lot of fun, and going to that fancy party. And now we are gearing up for more busyness because, well, for me personally, I have a couple of events coming up. We've got the boys' birthday is next week. We've got St. Patrick's Day next week. And the boy and I are celebrating our anniversary. And so why not? Actually, I didn't even think about telling the story, but you know what? I'm going to tell the story. I'm going to tell the story of how the boy and I met, since we're going to be celebrating our 7th anniversary together. So it's kind of funny because next week, where we place our anniversary, is the night we met. And the boy, long story short, it's a one-night stand that lasted forever. The boy and I, we were each other's one-night stand. We were never supposed to be a like full-blown couple, and now we're getting married. But it was just a one-night stand type of thing. So I get a text message. I was working at a radio station, and I happened to be doing nights at Now 96.3 in St. Louis. And at the time, they were owned by MS Communications, and all of that is changed now. MS Communications doesn't own that station anymore, and Now 96.3 doesn't even exist anymore. It changed it into a different station. But I was a part of that station, and it was a really good time. And so this was in 2015, and I was there, and I was doing nights at the time, and my friend friend texted me while I was working around like 10 o'clock and I got off work at midnight. So it was around like 10 o'clock and he was like, hey, it's my buddy's birthday. You should come out. And so this is just one of my St. Louis friends who was texting me and I was like, well, I guess I did like ditch you last week. He invited me to go out and I was not feeling it. So I was like, you know what? I'm feeling it. Like, I'll go. I'll come out. Let's do it. So he invited me to come to this bar after work. And I have learned my lesson just kind of being in radio and working nights in radio because I did that for a long time too. Yes, I've done mornings for a long time, but I also did nights for a long time in radio as well. And so I learned my lesson working nights that like I'm going to get the texts. I'm going to get the invites from some friends. And sometimes I'm not ready for it. You know, my hair's not done. I don't have any makeup on. I came to work without makeup and what do you do? And so just me being my little girly girl self, I always keep a bag of spare extra makeup at work, at my desk, always. That's just like a thing for me. And so I had my little makeup bag and I threw on some eyeliner and some lipstick or something and went out. And then I went out and I met up with them at this bar. It was this like Irish bar in Soulard in St. Louis. So if you're from St. Louis, you know what Soulard is. And so I went to this bar. I met up with them. I got off of work after midnight. I'm there. And so it's midnight. So they've already been out. They've already been having a couple drinks. And I'm like, okay, got to play the catch up game, whatever. So I get in there and I see my buddy and I'm like, hey, Alec, what's up? And so I sit down next to him and he's like, oh yeah, it's my friend's birthday. And I'm kind of like looking around and there's like plenty of people in the bar. This is obviously pre-COVID. And there was a bunch of people in the bar and we were sitting at the bar top and the bar kind of went around into a curve. And then on the curve were these two guys and they kind of looked out of place a little bit. They were wearing these like jean vests over a white t-shirt and the vests were black and they had like lime green lettering on them. And it was very like motorcycle-esque. And I was like, are these like motorcycle gang guys? Like, what is this? And then like one dude, he just had like black, really long hair. And then the other dude, he had like a mostly shaved head because it was in style at the time, shaved on the sides. And then the top of his hair was really long. And then it was back into like this tiny little man bun. And that was the boy. Yeah. But I didn't know that, obviously, at that time. And that was also the birthday boy, like the reason that I was there. And I didn't know that. I'm like, who are these two fucking weirdos at the end of the bar over there? Like, what are they in a biker gang? Are they going to like shoot the place up? I'm like, what is going on? And so eventually my friend is like, no, actually, that's the birthday boy. That's my buddy. And I've known him since forever. And tonight's his birthday. I was like, oh, sorry I said that. Okay. Got it. And then eventually as the night goes on, the boy, he comes over to me because he saw me and he was attracted to me. And he comes over and he's like, hey, what's your name and where are you from? And, you know, the whole thing. And how do you know our friend Alec? And what school did you go to? Oh, we went to the same school. And then as we're talking, we're like, wow, we know a lot of the same people. I know his little brother. And like the whole thing, it was just like crazy, crazy, crazy. Oh my gosh, all these things in common. But I'm also like, your style. I don't know. I'm like, this is not the type of dude that I normally go for. But I was newly single and in a new city and, you know, working a dream job, working for a nice big radio station that had just launched in St. Louis. I had some other work things that were like exciting and coming up. I mean, at the time, I couldn't tell anyone, but I was going to be transitioning into mornings for the first time ever. And so like life is going good for me and I was being a little slower. I won't even hide it. It is what it is. I was doing my thing. I was not looking for a relationship by any means at all. I was just looking for my whatever one night stands for whoever I felt like entertaining for the evening. And that's kind of how I was just going through my life at that time. And so this guy comes along and we're talking and I'm like, well, you're not really my type, but that doesn't matter if I'm never going to talk to you again. And so as the night progresses, we're having a lot of fun. Next thing we know, we're at our friend's house and we're on his rooftop for some reason, drinking a bottle of Fireball. There's pictures of this. And then we start making out, and by the end of the night, we hook up and we're together. And Then in the morning, because I was, to be quite honest, so wasted the night before, in the morning, I'm like, okay, time to go home. I got to get home. And I'm leaving. I'm like trying to sneak out, but we were like laying next to each other. And so he woke up when I got up and I'm like putting my shoes on. I'm like trying to sneak out, but it's not really working. And everyone else in the house was asleep. It was just me and the boy. And the boy comes upstairs and he's like, hey, can I get your number? And I was like thinking to myself, like it took me a second. And I was like, I don't even know your name. I didn't know his name. I forgot his name. I really did. He obviously told me the night before, but I literally forgot his name by the next morning. And I was like, get it from our friend. And then I left. I didn't even give him my freaking number at all. Like I wasn't interested. Like, of course, he was cute or whatever, and we had a good time, and we had a lot of fun, and yeah, we knew a lot of mutual people, but at the time, too, the boy, he was living in Chicago, I was living in St. Louis, he was just there for a quick visit, and he was also, by the way, like, leaving in 2 days for a trip to Mexico because it was around his birthday. And he always goes to Mexico for his birthday. And so he just came down to St. Louis to like say hi to his family, to say hi to his mom, which, you know, in hindsight is like really cute that he's kind of a mama's boy, but I didn't realize that at that time. And he went to come and see his mom really quick. And then he was going to fly to Mexico and go spend a week in Mexico. But I was like, I don't know you. You're not really my type. I forgot your name. We had fun. I'm going to go if you want, get my number from our friend. And I left. And I left and didn't give him my number. And that was that. And then I was at home. And then I was at home and whatever. The weekend goes by. We get into the work week. No. Hold on. That's a lie. So then I get home. He actually messaged me on Facebook later that night. He found my Facebook and he starts messaging me. He goes, hey, it's me from the other night, from last night. And I got your info from our friend. That's how I found your Facebook. Like, you know, whatever. And he starts chatting me up. And I'm like, okay, I'll play your little game. And then, guys, don't do this. Don't do this. And I know he doesn't live with his mom because he was just visiting his mom. And I know he lives in Chicago and had his own place in Chicago. But he's like, I'm here for one more night. Do you want to come over to my mom's place? And I was like, no, absolutely not. No, I do not want to come over to your mom's place. What? I can't believe you just asked me that. And I was like, no, I'm kind of over sneaking around parents in their house. Like, absolutely not. No way. And I was like, how about you come over to my place? He's like, I don't have a car, blah, blah, blah. So I'm like, oh, well, too bad. We had fun. It was just that one night. Too bad. And then he went to Mexico. Didn't hear from him for like, I don't know, a week or two. And then afterwards, then, you know, your work week goes by, time goes by. And then he messaged me on Facebook again. Oh, no. He texted me. He got my number from his friend and he texted me like a couple weeks later and started chatting me up there. And then I was like, well, you live in Chicago. This is like, why are you continuing this? You know what I mean? Like, you're in Chicago. I'm in St. Louis. This was a one-time thing. Like, I'm literally giving you the easiest out that there is. You don't have to talk to me. But he wanted to talk to me, which is kind of cute. But I didn't know that at the time. But he's texting me and stuff. And then all of a sudden, he throws this crazy idea out there. He's like, hey, so I work for an airline and I get free flights. How do you feel about me coming to St. Louis again and visiting you? And I was like, this is a lot. That's a lot, right? Like, I barely know this person. Like, yeah, we have a lot of mutual friends and like it was a good time that one time. But like, I don't know you and you want to come from Chicago to St. Louis on an airplane, stay at my place for the weekend. What? So I thought about it for a while. And like I said, at that point, I was single. Life was going pretty okay for me. And I was kind of like, you know what? YOLO. Fuck it. Let's go. Do it. I'm like, okay, if you want to get onto an airplane and come all the way to St. Louis, sure. Why not? So he did. So he did, like a week later, then he was there in St. Louis. And as I am on my way to the airport to go and pick him up, I'm like having a panic attack. I'm like, what the fuck am I doing? What am I doing? Nina, what are you doing? What are you doing? So I finally pick him up and I was super nervous, obviously, like butterflies in the stomach, like not knowing what's really going on. Am I making bad decisions? I feel like I'm making bad decisions, but I was already in it and he's already here and I have to pick him up at the airport. So I go and I get there. And then the second he gets into my car, he starts like making out with me. And then I was like, okay, like maybe it'll just be another one of these weekends, question mark, maybe. I don't know. So things were fine after he got there because like he kissed me and then things like felt better. You know what I mean? Like it didn't feel normal, obviously, because I was overthinking everything. But at the same time, like he felt comfortable with me. So that made me feel way more comfortable with him in the whole situation. So I was like, okay, so like bring him back to my apartment. And he like drops his bags off. And then he's like, hey, do you want to go on a date? Because I had to work later that night. I worked evenings. And he was like, do you want to go on a date? And I was like, right now? He's like, yeah, lunchtime. I know you have to work later. He's like, I'd love to take you out and get to know you more and let's go on a date. And I was like, okay. So we went to this cute little pizza place in St. Louis. They're called Pie Pizza. Really, really good if you're ever in St. Louis. And we ate food at Pie Pizza and it was a lot of fun. And then I had to go to work and then I came back and he was there for like a couple of days. And so it was a couple of days of that. And I was like, you're pretty cool. I was like, that whole first visual that I had of you, of this like weird motorcycle dude, like I low key thought he was a skinhead because the boy is blonde. And so if his sides of his hair were all shaved off, then it's like super blonde when your hair is really short. And then his hair was like the top of his head was like in a back little ponytail. It was awful. It was bad, bad hairstyle, but that's what he had for a while. And yeah, I don't know. I just, my perception of him like completely changed after I actually got to know him. You know, that whole like saying, don't judge a book by its cover. Like who knew? It's real. But but I got to know him and it was really cute. And I was like, okay, well, our weekend is over. So I'll take you back to the airport now. And he's like, yeah. He's like, well, can we do this again? And I was like, are you crazy? Like, you live in Chicago. Like, I had to go pick you up from the airport. But I was like, okay, you can come again another time. And so he came down to St. Louis and then he just kept coming down to St. Louis. And then he's like, how about I put you on an airplane and you come to Chicago? And I was like, you're going to put me on an airplane? Wait, what? And it was just like the whole thing. And it was just, we went into it not knowing what was it was going to turn into, but we were just vibing with each other and we were super into it. And he put a lot of effort to like really make it happen. Like I give the boy full props for our relationship because I thought he was crazy. And I was crazy for going along with it, but I was down for like the ride and whatever it was going to turn into, like new adventures is kind of how I've always wanted to like live my life, like new adventures, fuck it, just go for it. And that was my mentality with it. And for the boy, he was like, I really like this girl. She's cool. I'm going to keep trying to make everything work. And so, yeah, I give him full props for our whole relationship. And so the night that we met, that we had our initial one night stand where literally the next day I didn't know his name. It was on March 16th. And so that's when we celebrate our anniversary every year is the night that we met because why not? Because really, I mean, granted, we weren't like obviously dating or anything. And whenever we started officially dating was like months later, but it was just the beginning of everything. And we really never stopped seeing each other from that point. And it's cute. So I don't know. I have no shame at all whatsoever. It was a one night stand and it was never supposed to be anything more than that. But it turned out to be so much more than that. And we're all in love and we got a house and now we're getting married. And he's the best. He's the best. So there's nothing wrong with taking a chance, obviously be safe. And I felt safe just knowing the fact that I knew so many people that he knew. So having all those mutual friends like made letting my guard down be easy. But obviously you have to be safe when dating. But the only thing I will say is, hey, it's okay to take a chance. You know, you got to YOLO sometimes in life. And I know YOLO is totally played out, but it is what it is. And that's kind of how we started dating. That is exactly how we started dating. I took a chance and he wouldn't let up. And then I found out later, which is so freaking cute. Guys, I didn't know this for a really long time. And the boy confessed it to me, like, I don't know, 3 years after we started dating, he finally told me. He was, hey, so on my Mexico trip that weekend, he's like, oh, it's so cute. I can't. Okay. He goes, I thought about you the whole time that I was in Mexico. I didn't tell you this, but I left Mexico early so that I can get home and talk to you. And I was like, really? I didn't know that. I didn't know that for a really long time. And that's so fucking cute. That is so cute. He left Mexico early so that he can come home and talk to me. Find you a man. Find you a man like that. So yes, our anniversary, our one night stand anniversary, but our 7 year anniversary is coming up. And it's two days before the boy's birthday. And so we celebrate an Annie birthday, the anniversary and birthday, because it's our anniversary, then it's St. Patrick's Day, then it's his birthday. And so all of that usually lands on a weekend, you know, St. Patrick's weekend or whatever is celebrated. And so, yeah, we celebrate all of it together, because it was just like a whirlwind of a couple of months, and those three things started it. So wanted to share that with you. So another thing that I have going on very soon, actually tonight, I'm going to be recording tonight with my friend Bex. I've talked about her before. She studies brujería and she studies witchcraft, and she has a podcast that talks about all this kind of stuff. And tonight we are going to be recording together, and I'm going to be on her podcast. The podcast is called Tu Tía Bruja. You can find it literally anywhere. That girl has it up everywhere. She's got it on Spotify, on Apple, on I think iHeart, anywhere that you might find podcasts, you can find Tu Tía Bruja. And what I think is really cool that Bex does is different, what are they called? Seasons. Bex does different seasons, and the different seasons that she does on her podcast, she has like a different theme for them. So I'm a bad friend and I need to catch up on her last season, because I'm actually really interested in it. Her last season was all about like cooking with marijuana and using marijuana in your life a little bit more and how to incorporate it. And so she learned all these different like cooking techniques, and she's got this like crazy machine. And so she can like make alcoholic drinks with it. She can obviously make edibles. She's like mastered learning how to make gummies and stuff. And she's just super dope. And so this season on her podcast, Tu Tía Bruja, is collaborations. So every episode that she has this season, she's going to collab with someone. And so we're going to be recording tonight, and I'm going to be on her podcast. I don't know when this episode will come out. Sometime this week, maybe even next week after she edits it. She does a lot of podcast work for a lot of other people as well. So she's a busy, busy lady, but she will eventually get this up. And when she does, I will of course share. So if you're not already following me on Instagram, do that. And I will let you know when that episode comes up. I'll post the link to it in my Instagram stories and all of that. But we are going to be recording tonight. And we're going to be recording talking about my experience a little bit more about, you know, going into that botanica and just talking witchcraft with her, which I don't really know a whole lot about. So I'm going to be asking questions. And if it's something that like you also don't know about, maybe you can learn some things along with me in this episode. So go and follow her, Tu Tía Bruja, on Instagram. It's just that. TuTiaBruja. Okay. Follow her on Instagram. She's super dope. And she actually just got back from a trip to Mexico. She's like super into tequila. Like this girl, she knows her stuff when it comes to tequila and witchcraft. All right. Like find a cooler person. So I'm going to be doing that later on tonight. And then this week as well, obviously next week, I talked about everything next week, celebrating with the boy. But this weekend, my mom is coming. My mom, Norma, is coming into town, and she wants to do all the wedding things. And I'm going to be honest with you, I'm not really prepared to do all the wedding things with my mom. So it's going to be interesting. And I do definitely want to record a podcast episode with Norma. So I'm thinking in a week from today is when I will release that podcast episode, next Wednesday on the 15th. Okay, so I'll have my mom. And I don't even know what we're going to do our podcast episode on. Maybe just like why I drive her crazy and how annoyed she is that I wasn't, I don't know, prepared for her to be here. So it's going to be an interesting one. So I will talk to you then. Thank you so much for listening to episode 18 of the Nina Blanco podcast. Listen to me on Spotify. You can watch me on YouTube. We've got full episodes up there. I'm recording this on International Women's Day. Happy International Women's Day. Keep talking to each other. Keep supporting each other. Keep the conversation open about everything, especially when it comes to everything in the workforce, how much you are getting paid. That is so important to talk about. Can't expect that number to go up if you're not sharing it amongst your peers. And that's what's fair and right. So just keep doing it. Keep fighting for what you got to fight for. Okay. Love you so much. Thanks for listening. Bye.